Well, if you're a Tour de France fan, the scenery was quite special overnight through the Alps there. But as we say hello to Mike Tomalaris, SBS commentator, it is close to the top, but Chris Froome still has the edge after today's stage, stage 18.
Hello, Berkey. Yes, you're exactly right. They threw everything at Chris Froome today, but the man in yellow, and he's been in yellow for, I think it's since stage 9. We saw stage 18 today, the last of the mountains of Parc, and we're on the downhill run into Paris. But Chris Froome leads by a slender margin. It's only 23 seconds ahead of Romain Bardet, the French hero, looking to turn the tables on the Brit. With Rigoberto Urán, the Colombian, in third place, 29 seconds. Now, it's very close. In fact, this is the closest Tour de France in living memory. But if you look at the bookmakers and what they're saying, Froome is a hot special to win this Tour. And you might be asking why? Because he's just got all the answers, firstly. Secondly, with the time trial coming up on Saturday, he's favoured to win that and extend the margins on his rivals. He's just been too solid, too strong, and even though it's very close at the top, he'll probably end up winning this Tour de France for the fourth time in a row, which will be quite an achievement.
A disaster would have to happen to him in the time trial.
Well, that's right. The time trial, as a matter of fact, guys, is being held in Marseille, and 40,000 tickets have been sold, and what they're doing is the riders will be coming into the Stade de Velodrome. It's the big stadium where the Marseille Football Club plays its home games. And they've done something very, very clever. The riders will be coming into the stadium, crossing the finish line into a wall of noise, I would expect. 40,000 people, what's going to be quite an occasion. So certainly different to any time trials that I've seen in the past. But you're right, he has to fall over. But look, it's not over. And I've been saying that, you know, I say that every year. Look, he could puncture. He could puncture in the time trial, lose a considerable amount of time. And if you look at the bookmakers, I'm not exactly sure what they're saying, TK, but I wouldn't be surprised if Chris Froome is paying something like $1.10, which is very, very skinny.
Try $1.04. $1.04.
I think that's ridiculous, because if Froome is in good shape, which he is, that's fine. But if his bike has a mechanical, which we've seen over the last 3 weeks, he's had a couple of mechanicals. He's come down a couple of times as well. You know, it's not like a horse race where there's only five entrants. This is a bike race where there are 3 days still to come. There's something like 400 kilometres, and the time trial is only 22 kilometres long, sure, but a mechanical can come out of the blue without notice, and bang, there goes a handful of seconds, and it's enough for someone like Romain Bardet, the second place guy, to eat in that 23 seconds that he needs.
Now, Michael Matthews has improved his reputation throughout this Tour. What's his connection with the Frenchman?
Look, the Frenchman is Warren Barguil, another Frenchman. It's a new wave of French riders that are coming through. Barguil won the stage today, and the connection is that he is a roommate of Michael Matthews. He's a teammate of Michael Matthews, obviously, Team Sunweb, the German team. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're the best of mates as well, because they've both won two stages together. That's four stages coming out of the one hotel room, if you like. And when they reach Paris on Sunday, guys, Michael, all things being equal, will be presented with the green jersey, and only the third Australian behind Robbie McEwen and Baden Cook to do so. And Warren Barguil will be presented with the Mountains jersey. Teammates, good mates, and from the same team, we haven't seen that for quite a while. So a great success story for Team Sunweb, and a great success story for both Michael Matthews and Warren Barguil. It's pretty good going.
Yeah, very much so. Mike, thanks very much for your time again. It's interesting, as you mentioned, Chris Froome, on his way to a fourth title. Talk soon, buddy.
On Monday morning, I'll talk to you and give you a wrap of the Tour.